Channel 7 anchor, Susan Banks.
Hi, I'm Susan Banks, anchorwoman at 7 News, formerly known as Eyewitness News, now referred to only by a symbol. I don't do jokes, but as you know, I do the news. So I want to tell you what happened the other day at Buffalo Common Council when this issue came up. How many Buffalo City workers should it take to screw in a light bulb? Well, council members, in a panic, immediately appointed a commission to explore the issue. The unions got wind of it and staged demonstrations in front of City Hall, saying only union people should touch light bulbs. The mayor said he is definitely aware of the problem and planned to do something about it, though he wasn't sure what, and he had to wait till someone turned on the light. County Executive Joel Giambra decided it should be a regional issue so that all communities could have equal light bulbs. The town of Amherst said forget about it. They have a service come in once a week to change their light bulbs. East Aurora said they don't want any outside Walmart-type light bulbs coming in to destroy the charm of their village. Hamburg, however, was delighted with the idea and immediately asked the Spirit of Youth Chorus to write a happy little song about light bulbs for the Erie County Fair. Tonawanda's fine with it, so's Cheektowaga, but only if everyone on the block has the exact same light bulb. Clarence loves the idea, immediately imposing a surcharge on all residents, except for developers who can screw in light bulbs for free as long as they pay for sewer pipes in the hollow. The Light Bulb Commission, now headed by Andrew Rudnick, has been in place for 5 years with no decision on who should do the screwing. So, the city remains in the dark, and we still don't have a bridge. Good night.